The 15th annual Alaska Bald Eagle Festival opened this morning in Haines. The celebration marks the autumn gathering of the eagles when more than 3,000 of the birds can be found in the Bald Eagle Preserve in Haines, feeding on a late run of salmon. From member station KHNS in Haines, Tara Bicknell has more.
Live animals and chocolate statues are all part of the entertainment for 172 registered guests at this year's Alaska Bald Eagle Festival in Haines. Cheryl McRoberts is Director of Operations with the Bald Eagle Foundation. She says registration is up at least 25% from last year.
They're from all over the world. They're from Italy, from the Netherlands, from Australia, and we have a group coming in from Japan, 8 visitors. And we also have a film crew here from California filming a DVD for the foundation, and they're going to be filming the festival also.
Professionals in the field of biology and ornithology fill 3.5 days of presentations, workshops, and premier eagle viewing in the Chilkat Valley, including one new addition to the Bald Eagle Foundation's team, Dr. Scott Ford, who will be presenting for the first time research on travel patterns of sea ducks.
Similar to the monitors that they put on the bears, so they can see where they are, they've done this with the sea ducks, so they can research and see where the ducks are going and coming from and their habits.
On Thursday, for the first time, the Haines High School students will present research about fall migration of the eagles to the valley, complete with this year's eagle count.
They've been out hunting eagles with Pam Randles, and they have the eagle counts, and they're going to be doing a presentation for us, presenting how many eagles they found at each particular place and how it increased and decreased over the weeks.
Saturday is traditionally Eagle Release Day, but this year will be the first eagle release without an eagle. Instead, the ceremony at 19 Mile will share traditional stories on the founding of Klukwan and on the eagles, as well as songs from the eagle and raven clans.
Luckily for the eagles, there aren't any eagles to release. They've stayed pretty healthy, so we don't have an eagle for release, so we're going to have the ceremony instead.
A complete schedule is posted at baldeaglefestival.org. In Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.